having some questions about the obvious Villy Guardians of the Galaxy declaration of war. We will absolutely be getting into that. One moment here, guys. Okay, cool. So we're going to go ahead and get started. People that want to be on the fireside have the opportunity to be here, and things have sorted out well enough. Okay, so we have a few items of business. If you've never been on a Fireside Chat before, the way that these work is we ask questions, sort of like the Prime Minister's question time or what have you, in Elysium at conference.goonfleet.com. That doesn't mean I will necessarily answer every question, but we do our best on when and where we can. So don't ask questions in Mumble, don't comment in Mumble. I see somebody making fun of Redline here in Mumble chat. Put it into Elysium on Jabber, please. Now, speaking of Elysium, an in-game plug, of course, we have two in-game channels that sort of fulfill similar functions to Elysium and GS Isk on Jabber. We have Isk.Imperium and we have Elysium.Imperium in-game. You can find links to those channels in the Alliance MOTD if you need. And one of the reasons I'm bringing them up is that we are going to move all contract linking and all hypernet relay linking to isk.imperium in-game. Basically, Alliance chat and other areas are getting clogged up by people linking contracts and by people linking hypernet relays, so please don't do that anymore. Link them in isk.imperium. Because I don't really like seeing our primary channels turned into, like, shitty MMO trade chat or Geno Local when we do have a perfectly good channel for that.
Yeah, I would just like to add on that. At the same time, we're just starting this now, so let's not do like witch hunts or anything for people who haven't gotten the memo yet.
Yeah, like this is something that Innominate and his crew are going to be enforcing, so like don't blow a gasket if you see somebody do it. Like, don't turn into a circular firing squad or be like a little high schooler. Be chill. But basically, that's going to be the policy, is we're going to have Alliance and Hypernet chat dumped into isk.imperium.
And if anyone can give foreign language translations to add to the MOTD, just send me a message on Jabber. I mean, native speakers, I can use Google Translate too.
Me is the nominate for people who do not know who a nominate is.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Okay, so moving on to some other stuff. Interestingly, you know, it's been a big meeting day in terms of like grinding through a zillion agenda items and making all these plans and org reform stuff. And essentially, the Alliance is going into training montage mode. We have been at peace for so long that we need to, run up some mountains and, generally get back into fighting shape, where across a variety of organizations we have let all the peace get to us. So, oddly enough, though, when it actually comes down to the fireside side of things, I only had like a few bullet points to go over because most of the like org reform and training montage and unfucking ourselves and finding out our fighting weight stuff is like behind the scenes gut and remodel org work. But what do we have? Part of one of the most obvious reforms I've done recently is stepping up our game in terms of locust fleets, because we got punched in the dick really fucking hard 4 weeks back when the Singing of the Locustania went down. And tomorrow I would invite all of you to participate in the Locust Fleet. Now, it's a serious Alliance strategic op. And one of the things that came up in our discussions about how to better defend and promote the Locust Fleets is that even if you don't have a rogue wall, even if you are not doing any mining, if you have a Titan or a Super and you want to come on the Locust Fleet and just be part of the defensive response, part of the umbrella, we appreciate everyone that can come up for that. You do not need to be in a Rourke Wall doing Rourke Wall things on a Locust Fleet to participate. Even if you are just part of the cover fleet, we want you guys there. Please do turn up. The guys have put a lot of work into changing the Locust fleet from a milk run, which it was for like 2.5 years until we got kicked to the dick, into a much more hardened, proper fucking strategic operation. And this is going to be our second time that we have had an opportunity to post dick punch, do a real, a proper defended strat op style Locust fleet. So please come. It'll be tomorrow at, I believe 1700 Eve is around the time we do the form up. I could be wrong on that. But someone will correct me if I am wrong, hopefully, in a moment. But it is going to be tomorrow. How are we going to incentivize SuperCap participation in Locust Fleet? We're going to incentivize SuperCap participation in Locust Fleet by the fact that our enemies are actively hunting the Rourke Walls, and there will be a shitload of kill mails if they make another drop. Like, the biggest cap fight that has happened at EVE in terms of ISK damage done. Unfortunately, most of that ISK damage was done to us because, again, it was a milk run for a couple of years. Was on the Locust fleet 4 weeks ago, where we got kicked in the dick. So if you want to use your big shiny toys in a situation where there will probably be combat, which is kind of why you have the big shiny toys, turn up. All right, so we have a bunch of questions regarding shield and armor. And we also have questions regarding to the test Guardians of the Galaxy thing. We'll deal with that in a moment. I want to stay on the Locust fleet thing. We haven't really spent a lot of time talking about how we want everybody in the Alliance to have both shield and armor supers and titans. We stopped talking about it after we deployed 1,100 titans to the north. Last time we took all the toys out for a spin during the NC.DOT campaign. We sort of fell off the fireside bandwagon of saying shield and armor in every hangar, but that is still our policy. We haven't felt it necessary to hearth for, I suppose, a generation of new players who are new to our organization about this. But the policy of the Imperium is still, we want people to get to the point where they have both a shield and an armor titan in their hangar, and building up the means of production, as it were, to achieve that goal. So if you are in a situation where you're like, wow, I only have a shield or I only have an armor, that is an indication that instead of hoping that the game changes in some sort of way to make only one of these things viable or necessary, that's an indication that you need to pursue the other aspect of strategic weaponry. Okay, so there's that. Speaking of strategic weaponry, we have a strat op tomorrow at 1545 Eve. It's a little bit early, but it shouldn't be a problem because it's fucking Sunday, so that means that everybody gets a chance to stick their picks in that. Let me just link that sucker here. So strat op tomorrow, be there. Okay, a couple of different other things we need to go through. I want to talk about the wormhole deployment. So first of all, because I did link something, but I don't want to actually wrestle with trying to copy and paste because I'm bad at computer machines, as it were. So if one of the Pathfinder guys can link the Alliance wormhole deployment war room post for me, that would be good. Worst case scenario, I can do it myself. But anyway, the wormhole deployment started last week, and this entire first week has been like a teething process, and I myself have gotten off my ass, reinstalled everything. I've always had it installed, but anyway, I mean, getting my UI set up appropriately and relearning how to fucking probing turns out to be a lot easier than the last time I tried to do it. CCP has made it a shitload easier. And getting into the whole, getting back on that real shit, and you know, dusting off. One of the things that's been really interesting about it is that because we are intending to train skirmish commanders and line members on the basics of wormhole survival as a means to an end, as a method of transport. Last week you guys heard me talking about the ways or the webway, depending upon what hypernet relay, not the lottery analogy, you know what I mean. I'm talking about like a hyperspace transport network here. Or ring gates, as it were, because I was up until 6 in the morning watching the new expansion season. Anyway, we have seen reports where our guys who are in the hole are running around the galaxy blowing shit up, and we are seeing our enemies through our spy network talking about how goons have totally deployed here, goons have totally deployed there, oh my god, they're over here, they're over there. They don't understand that we are using wormholes as a means to the end of feasting upon the sorrows of our foes across the galaxy, rather than just going into wormholes and staying in wormholes. So it's been really cool to see the chaos and confusion, being able to be in a different place whenever you feel like it, essentially, depending upon the will of Bob, as it were. So I highly recommend it. We are looking in particular for new skirmish commanders, not necessarily new skirmish commanders, but I mean skirmish commanders that are new to wormholes. We want skirmish commanders to learn how to do this shit, because if it's easy enough that I can figure out how to do it, then basically everybody can figure out how to do it. And it really is a great method of getting across the galaxy rapidly. I don't want to see all of the burden of providing content and learning how to rampage around the galaxy, ganking everything that moves, to fall purely on Pathfinders. Pathfinders are there to essentially educate us, org-wise, on how to use wormholes to get from point A to point B, how to do the basics of survival, how to use the Pathfinder app, how do we bend wormhole space to our will in order to better conquer and slaughter our way through Nullsec. And so I want the Pathfinder guys, they have been doing a lot of ops, but I want to transition from relying entirely on the Pathfinder guys to both teach us how to wormhole and show us content in wormhole space, to training up a new generation of skirmish commanders that are aware of how to use this tool as a means to an end of getting what we want. And so now that we have established ourselves in the school, we have been there for a week, even I have figured out how to do some shit. I encourage everyone to get on that real shit if you're interested. As a skirmish commander in particular, we are looking for people to help lead our marauding gangs of kill frenzy goons everywhere, basically. So yeah, should be fun. Okay. So speaking of that, there is actually going to be, after the fireside, there's going to be pings for training to teach you how to do scanning and use the Pathfinder app and generally know what the fuck. I myself found it quite intimidating when I was going like, okay, I'm going to get there, I'm going to do this wormhole stuff, it's been years since I did it, I'm going to get back in there, and I'm going to try to figure stuff out. The information post that the guys in Pathfinders put together was fantastic. And so once you join the Into the Breach SIG, which anybody can join without needing acceptance, you just press a button to request, and it's an auto-invite group. So you press the button that's suggested in the stickied worm thread, and then there's this info post once you're in Into the Breach where it goes through and it links, here's how to scan the video, here's how to use the Pathfinder app video, and there's videos to explain to you in excruciating detail. The detail is not excruciating, it is there, but it is at the level of communication where even I can figure it out. And I put off watching this little how to probe things video for a while because I was like, oh my god. And then I realized it was only 4 minutes long, and I figured it out in like a minute and a half, and it was not actually a big deal. I think one of the biggest challenges that we have as an organization when it comes to wormhole space is the assumption that it is a vertical learning cliff. And CCP has made a lot of the basics of wormhole space a lot easier, and organizationally speaking as well, the support and the infrastructure and the tutorials that the Pathfinders have created have also really lowered the barrier to entry. So if my sorry ass can figure out how to get from point A to point B in a wormhole and figure out how to scan things down, you guys can do it too. All right. And as Benjamin Kraft points out, it is easy to do, but there are a lot of tricks that can save a lot of time. And one of the reasons why this whole school Pathfinder thing that we're doing is so awesome is that it allows us to rapidly communicate throughout the organization those best practices. If you're the kind of nerd that gets excited about the idea of best practices, like me, because I'm fucked in the head. And we give Ranger Kama and his crew a shout-out. They taught me a lot about wormholes, so yes, absolutely. The wormhole classes that Goodiversity types have been running have been fantastic. We are usually shouting those out on every fireside. Okay, so talking about wormhole stuff, that's one side of the warfare topic. Another side of the warfare topic we already discussed, which is we're in training montage mode. The galaxy is collectively gearing up to have some sort of shit show. We're not sure what, where, or how, but we can just sort of sense that, you know, it's time to gear up for war. And so, like I said, lots of org reform stuff going on at the Illuminati level and whatever. And then the question's getting a lot about on the far side earlier. Guardians of the Galaxy test Vili saying that they're going to war and whatever. I don't really know what's going on with that because, you know, I don't want to talk shit about any of the sides involved in that, but basically it's not really done to announce that you're going to war in a few weeks against a specific target because it's just, I don't see a way for Legacy to project strategic forces to the Galactic Northwest. Like, it's, they're not really in a position. It struck me more as basically like a CSM, and I have no idea what went down on a CSM between Vili and Sir Dragon, but like that whole thing looks much more like a shouting match on the CSM between Vili and Sir Dragon about something or other that got out of hand. Because you just don't say I'm going to war in like 3 or 4 weeks when there's no path to. I mean, first of all, you don't do that. Usually when you say you're going to war, you immediately go for the fucking jugular the instant. You're actually, ideally, you're announcing it while you're in the middle of going for the jugular. You don't give your enemy an opportunity to prepare or give them notice or any of those kind of things. So, you know. We do, Ecosys is saying, to send us to war to kill them both. One of the challenges that we have, it would be kind of nice if somebody did actually attack us here in Delve, is that we are waiting to see what sort of CCP resource depletion-y thing might come down the pipeline. They might be changing the chessboard itself, as it were, and shaking up regional values. And if they do that, I think it would be a very exciting time. This is one of the reasons why we are going into train montage mode. We saw this after, right at the start of the Fountain War, where CCP released the Odyssey patch. I forgot what it was called. But they released a patch, they shook up all the moon values, and we invaded Fountain and kicked off the Fountain War. So we don't know if CCP changes the values of the moons or adds a resource depletion thing, and various regions are going to shift in value. We want to be prepared for that if and when we need to, you know, go someplace else or expand our territory or kill somebody or respond to other people trying to come after us. Shit seems like it's about to go down. That's basically where I'm going with this. The stuff that's happening in the Galactic Northwest is amusing, and that's cool. Right now it's kind of at a sort of a simmering soft conflict in the Galactic Northwest. But my sort of spidey senses are telling me that, you know, shit's about to go down in some of the next month or so, particularly depending upon how the resource depletion mechanic, if and when that hits, works out. So that's why we're all training montage-y, if this makes any sense. So that's also why I'm distinguishing for you guys useful wars, real wars, bad wars, wars that are not going to happen. I don't think that Vili versus Sword Dragon is a real war. On the other hand, if it gets out that I'm saying this on a fireside and that makes either Sword Dragon or Vili extra butt blasted and then they decide to make a real war out of it, then that's cool too. I like, nice, awesome, sweet. But, you know, whatever. Do I like overnight oats? I don't even know what overnight oats are. I'm guessing that those are oats that you spend all night making in like a crock pot or something. I don't know. I'm very lazy when it comes to like, I have like a 30-minute effort threshold when it comes to cooking. I love cooking as a hobby. It's like one of my big things. But I've never even heard of overnight oats before. I mean, if you inform me of it, I'll probably smoke a bunch of weed and give it a try and see what it's like. I mean, I love cooking shit. Yeah, Binging with Babish is a life-changing channel. In particular, there is, if you ever need to impress a woman on a date night, And you can pull this off. There is a bend, and this was actually suggested to me by a fellow goon. I did not come up with this, but he was like, hey, if you ever want to impress a girl on a date with your ability to cook, there is a Binging with Babish YouTube to show you how to make pasta olio e aglio from Chef, which was a movie with John Favreau, and I think, and it's just an amazing dish, and it's dead easy, and it is very effective. And I also just make that for myself all the time. Even if I'm not trying to impress a girl, I'm going to, you know, it's one of my favorite, like, weed dishes. All right, so we're going to, yeah, so Inmar apparently linked the olio e aglio. I can't speak Italian properly, so I don't know if I pronounced it the wrong way. Do I cook for myself? Yes, I cook all the fucking time. All right, so regardless of, like, cooking and dating tips with the Mitanni, as Tezzy points out, if people have questions about other things and stuff going on, let's hear them. We do have the... actually, you know, speaking of, I think we even have fucking Sir Dragon. Speaking of the Sir Dragon stuff, I think Sir Dragon's a guest on the meta show this week. Yeah, so we'll get to hear from him about all sorts of things. All right, so... Does my yacht come with a chef? Typically when I'm renting a boat or something like that, like when I was in France a couple months ago, half the fun is buying, like, goods from markets in little towns in France and then taking it back to the boat and then cooking shit on your boat and eating it on your boat, and it's badass as hell, so, you know. Was there a meta show last week? No, there wasn't a meta show last week. Discord was shipping itself due to some sort of Google cache issue that was affecting lots of things across the entire internet, so we canceled the show at the last minute because we couldn't get any of our guests to be able to connect to any of our services appropriately. Okay, I think that's going to be it. We need more doctrine ships as Inkosis. Inkosis, actually, one of the things to keep in mind is that we do have, like, shit stack reimbursement for basically every single ship out there at some level, depending on what region you're using it in for peacetime stuff. So if you are on an op and you want to be like Baltek, you're like, you know, I'm going to fly a Megathron on a Harpy fleet because I feel like it, there are options for you to do non-doctrine ships and still get some level of reimbursement depending on the hull. And so I'm glad you brought that up so I can advertise that to everybody who might not realize that, that we have a very extensive space welfare state. Can we get some hype from Mind 1 tonight? Saturday Night Swarm with Mind 1, is that... I mean, Mind 1 fucking owns, so if he wants some hype, I'm happy to give him hype. Dude is great, and it was actually super cool to meet him in Vegas and roll around with him. He and his lady love are both super legit people. Okay, so we have a gate camping class in 2 weeks. Ranger Gamma, who was getting shoutouts earlier for fantastic wormhole class work. We have gate camping classes. 10 different SIG leaders are on the schedule. Just read what Ranger Gamma just put out there, please. Not be there tonight because I think I might be off wallowing in depravity with my lady friend, which is often a common thing on Saturday nights for me. Okay, so I think that's going to be it for the Fireside today. I see the number of questions has sort of gone down. I will be in transit next Saturday, so I will not be here for the Fireside next Saturday. I will be on my way to spend, actually, this is one last thing if you're Canadian. I'm going to be in Toronto for between the 21st and the 28th, and then I'm going to be checking out Montreal from the 28th through like the 31st thereabouts. I've never really been to Canada before or had like a party there. So if you are Toronto or nearby area or Montreal nearby area and have some cool advice as to cool stuff to check out, please let me know. And who knows, maybe we'll spin up a Goon Meet if there's enough interest. All right, guys, thanks for coming. And I would say I'd see you next week, but I will be on the road. So I will be back available doing a Fireside when it's available. If not, if I don't see you between now and the holidays being over, happy holidays. Let's go out there and kill some shit. Thank you.